Testing, 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 testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. Doo 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 doo. Hello, everybody back in the world. Time now is 22:35. February 1969. I have exactly 102 days left in this rotten place here. So how's everything going back there? I sure hope it's not too cold. It's freezing over here. Rainy season's finally getting us. It's not raining too hard, but it's raining drizzly, and it's about 56 degrees out. That's really a pain. I got a pretty bad cold now. I've got to be out in the rain all the time with these dying goops. And they're just a pain. The music you hear in the background is transistor radio I got from Muskegon County for Christmas. Works pretty good. My little house here is pretty nice. Got a room here all by myself. And Scout, US type Scout, four wheel drive and all that jazz, bucket seats. Really classy. Go to the mess hall, eat chow, at night go to the movies, go to the club, serve hard liquor, and it's pretty well quite the life. Lived the life of Riley here. I just bought 3 silk and shark skin suits with 2 of them I have Beth, plus 4 silk shirts and a silk and mohair sweater. And just a couple days ago I ordered a 3 pair of trousers and 5 more silk shirts to go with my little outfit. So when I get back to the world, I'll do a little Casanovian. I received the package with the Regina wine vinegar. The one you put a pint of blackberry brandy in. I haven't received the other package as of yet, but I'm still checking it. Some I probably scoffed up on it along the way, though. Because this one went all the way back and then came back out here and I got it, and I haven't got the other one yet. Now, I've met 4 or 5 guys since that I went to language school with. Corporal Burke, who's from McHenry, Illinois. Paul Covarrubias, who's from San Antonio, Texas. Joe Bangert from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And John Pryor from Baltimore, Maryland. But he's married and his wife's living on the West Coast right now with her family. All these guys went to language school with me, and it's really surprising to see that we got together, especially Burke, Corulius, and myself. We were the 3 NCOICs at language school in charge of all them peons. I sure hope you can use my tape recorder on this with this tape. If not, you'll probably have to see Corky or Dick about it. And have Vicky buy some of the latest tapes, and let me know how much they cost, and I'll pay her back so I can have some good tapes when I get home. Also, I'm thinking about getting a Dodge Dart Swinger, 340 cubic inch with a 3-speed transmission, gold with a black vinyl top, black interior, bucket seats, console, and not too many extras because they're going to run too much money, and I haven't really saved that much with that 22 days I went to Okinawa, and now that I got this job here, I spend a lot of money just goofing around, going to the club and stuff. We got hit about 7 days ago, but it was just four mortar rounds hit the city here. And tonight we're on 25% alert. They expect the Viet Cong to hit the city pretty hard during Tet. But we're not too worried about it because we've really been hurting their supply system. All these caches we've been finding and weapons, rice, and all their little goodies they've been hiding. Well, they just don't have them anymore because the Army and the Marines out in the field have really been scarfing up on everything. Paul Covarrubias works with the Kit Carson Scouts, and I met one of the scouts that I was with my first 4 months over here. I worked with him. He's from Way. He's a pretty good little scout. Right now he's home on emergency leave in Way because his son or daughter's real sick. I went to Way this last weekend with the civilian that I work with here, Walt Boiling. He's a retired Marine Navy Army guy. He spent a little time in each service, plus 16 years in the Army. And he's been over here over 8 years, so he's pretty familiar with the way that people work over here and how everything is going. And it's really disappointing the lack of support we get from the Vietnamese. No cooperation whatsoever. But I guess that's just par for the course, you know. They got Americans working for them. Why should they do any work when we can do it for them? Hello, Dad and Carol and kids. I hope you're enjoying my little speech here. Not too used to these things, but I figure it's better than a letter, and you can figure out how I sound. I've been gaining a little weight since I got this job here in the city. I weigh about 160 or 165 now. I'm getting a little fat, but I'm going to trim off the edges before I get home so I don't look too conspicuous walking down the street. Who is this Mike character Anita's is engaged to? I guess she's engaged to him. She sent me a picture and said, this is Mike, but I don't even know who he is. All I know is Mike somebody from Chicago, and that's about it. She hasn't told me anything else. Since I got this new job, I haven't been doing too much writing. Because these people really keep you on the go here. Right now, I'm just taking a little time out before I hit the rack. As you know, now it's 15 to 11 on the 5th. And tomorrow's Mother's birthday. I forgot to send her a card, but I guess she'll get over it. Maybe I'll send her my other tape here. I got another tape that I'm going to do, so maybe I'll send her one. I sure hope you people are enjoying the nice winter season. I hope you had a good Christmas and a good New Year, because I did. I had a real nice Christmas present being taken out of the bush, which really a fabulous present. Couldn't ask for much more, I guess. And I got some real good people I'm working with here. And it's really very enjoyable work, but very frustrating. How's Vicky doing with all of her boyfriends, or doesn't she have any boyfriends now? She should be getting up in the world now that she's a sweet 16, I guess. I really don't remember. I can't keep track of everybody's age that close. It's pretty hard to do with all those kids. This place where I live has got some Army MPs living in here and the Army CID. They live in these buildings here. They're patrolling the town. They're in charge of the security. Not the security, but they're in charge of keeping the U.S. military personnel out of Plank Tree City because it is off limits, and they have a lot of trouble with prostitution and black marketing and selling marijuana and stuff like that. So we try to, you know, keep all the troops out so they don't get in any trouble. Because it's a real bad hit when you spend 13 months over here, or even any part of your tour, and then get caught doing all these rinky-dink things and spend a couple of years in jail for it. It's really not worth it. So we try to keep that part of the deal down. We've got a police force here, a Vietnamese police force, combined with the military police, United States military police, and Vietnamese military police and Vietnamese civilian police, and they can keep pretty good control over everything here. And it's really been working out fine. Pretty soon we're going to have the Tet parties coming up, and myself and Mr. Boiling, the man I work with, are invited to Highland District tomorrow for their district party. Plus, I have my National Police Field Force little get together to go to, and then the National Police Chief of Police has a big shebang, but we don't know what it is. I've gotten a hold of 122 frozen steaks that I managed to get a hold of through a few connections over at Corning Tree Combat Base in the mess hall there. And it's really surprising who you see around this place. So I just saw the sergeant that was my platoon sergeant when I went through staging battalion. I just saw him today. He leaves in about 2 weeks. I just think if I wouldn't have gone to language school, I'd be on my way home, most of them. Really, it's something to think about, but I'm glad I went to language school, got to skate a little bit longer, and picked up sergeant there, so that's pretty good. So I only have 102 days left anyway, so that's not too bad. I just hope Tet's not too bad this year, and hope they don't hit the city like they hit way last year. It would be really number 10. How's John doing? He must be growing up to be a pretty big kid now. And how are all the kids doing in school? I'd sure like to know. Write and let me know how everybody's doing. And I'll try to send some more tapes. And if you get a chance to send me a tape, all you gotta do is tape on to this one, you know, and it'll erase what I've said. And I have a tape recorder here that I can use to find out what you're saying. It'd really be nice to hear your voices. I was thinking about making a Mars call from away. They have at the MACV Marine Advisory Command Vietnam in Way, they have a Mars station, big telephone deal, but it's pretty hard to get into there unless it's for emergencies and stuff like this. I received all your fruit and about ready to chow down with some pineapple chunks. Really big pineapples, pretty good tasting stuff. Well, Dad, how was the snow business this year? Do they keep you very busy, have much overtime? It sure must be nice if you didn't have too much snow this year. I heard you got quite a bit there for a while, about 5 or 6 days straight it snowed. And how's Carol doing on her nursing studies? She should be quite a ways along by now. I just read in the paper a couple days ago about California having all these floods and stuff. It's really number 10. It's really too bad about that place. It's such a real nice country up there in Northern California, and it's really gonna screw things up as far as tourists and everything's concerned. Probably be a lot of people leaving California, moving to the Midwest, or maybe to the East Coast or South someplace, where they can get away from all these floods and stuff. What do you think of this new cat, Nixon, for president? Do you have any, think he'll be doing anything toward the war effort? I think we're really kicking ass over here. I don't think the war can go on too much longer. Maybe a year or two more, and then the advisory effort will last a little bit longer than that. They might just pull the advisors right out, I don't know. But it sure would be nice to get this son of a gun over with, so we can go fight someplace else as usual. If you get a chance, I'd like you to send me some pictures of the snow. You know, the family, in the, you know, goofing around in the snow and stuff like that. Can you give me some pictures? I really like it. I sent three rolls of 35mm film into Kodak to get developed. I had slides made. That should be back pretty soon, so I'll send them to you as soon as I get them. So as soon as I get a chance to look at them, I'll send you all the good ones. And how is Wayne doing in basketball? I heard he's doing pretty good. And in track, he's supposed to be doing pretty good too. It's a pretty good deal getting to be able to do pretty good in all them sports there. It's showing me up a little bit. But that's the breaks in life. Well, this tape's almost to an end, so we'll have to turn it over and get the rest of it on the other side as soon as it runs out here. It's taking a little longer. I'll let you listen to a little bit of music until it gets to the end. There's more tape off than I thought there was. It's really fooled me. Yeah. It's coming to an end pretty close now. Can't wait to get to the other side. If I can think of some more to talk about. So it's really hard to fill one of these tapes in. Quite a bit of talking on one of these son of a guns. There it goes.